Hi, it's Amy Newmark, and this week I'm presenting to you three of my favorite episodes about The Spirit of America, which is a book that we published a couple of years ago, but which Target has chosen to feature in this period heading up to the 4th of July.
Changing your life one story at a time. This is the Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast with Editor-in-Chief Amy Newmark.
Hey, it's Amy Newmark with your daily dose of Chicken Soup for the Soul inspiration. Today's story comes from a brand new book. In fact, today, June 7th, is the day the book goes on sale. It's called Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Spirit of America. I conceived of this book a year ago because we had never done one on this topic before, and I thought that putting it out during an election year would be appropriate. We live in a great country, but we can forget that sometimes amidst all the negativity of the election process. So this book, Chicken Soup for the Soul, The Spirit of America, is the antidote that I am offering up to you. So today, and for the next four episodes of this podcast, I'm going to share stories from this book about the spirit of America. Today's story is called How Mr. Hawkins Changed My Life, and it's by Lisa Tubbs. So Lisa's family moved from Indiana to Texas when she was a child. The kids in Texas didn't like her Midwestern accent, and she didn't have a lot of money, so they made fun of her clothes, too. Lisa's family lived in an apartment complex, and they were looked down on by the kids who lived in houses. So all of that added up to Lisa being an unhappy little girl. She was always walking around with her head down, worried about the next harsh words that would be directed at her. She didn't think she would ever fit in her new town. And Lisa tells us that there was a homeless man in her complex who all the apartment kids called Mr. Hawkins. The apartment manager would pay Mr. Hawkins to do odd jobs around the complex, such as picking up trash and cleaning the laundry rooms. And sometimes after school, the kids would find Mr. Hawkins passed out in the laundry room with a brown bag in his hand. He was a nice man, but a little scary and mysterious, too. Lisa's mother told her to steer clear of Mr. Hawkins. She was not to talk to him or go near him. And then one hot summer evening, Lisa found a quarter lying in the parking lot across from her front door. It was really hot, and she really wanted a soda, but the machine was in the laundry room. So without telling her mom, she ran around the building and down the walkway through the complex and through the doorway of the nearest laundry room to the vending machines in the back. And Lisa got an icy cold can of soda. But there he was, Mr. Hawkins, blocking her way out of the laundry room. Mr. Hawkins had a question for Lisa. What's wrong with you? Lisa said, I need to get home or I'll get in trouble. And Mr. Hawkins said, that's not what I mean. What's wrong with you? Nothing, said Lisa. That's right, Mr. Hawkins said, nothing is wrong with you. So why do you act like it? Lisa said, act like what? Like something's wrong with you. I don't know. And Mr. Hawkins said, there ain't nothing wrong with you, but you walk around with your head down like there's something wrong with you. Who told you there's something wrong with you? Nobody. And he said, someone did. A pretty little girl like you don't walk with her head down for no reason. Somebody done told you that there's something wrong with you, didn't they? Maybe they didn't say it with words, but they made you believe it. And then Mr. Hawkins took Lisa's chin between his thumb and his fingers and gently lifted up her head to him as a tear ran down her cheek. And he said, you walk with your head up and look people in the eye. You understand me? You don't listen to what them kids say. They don't know you. All they see is someone they can hurt, and that makes them feel powerful. When you walk with your head down, it tells them that they're right about you. I'm going to be watching you to make sure. You hurry on home now so you don't get in trouble with your mama. And Lisa ran home. She didn't tell her mother that she had talked to Mr. Hawkins, but she couldn't get his words out of her head that night. There was nothing wrong with her, and Mr. Hawkins knew it, and this made her happy. The next morning, Lisa noticed the apartment manager and all the kids gathered around the laundry room. Mr. Hawkins had been found dead that night. Lisa had probably been the last person to speak to him. And that scary, mysterious man, Mr. Hawkins, had spent his last moments being kind to her, helping her. From that day on, Lisa remembered Mr. Hawkins' words, and she walked with her head held high, because after all, he'd be watching her, and there was nothing wrong with her. And everything changed for Lisa after that. She carried herself differently when she went back to school that fall, and the other kids noticed, and no one teased her anymore. One girl who had teased her said, "You were such a loser last year, but now you're really cool." So tomorrow we'll have some fun on Wow Wednesday with a story from the Spirit of America book that combines American ingenuity, a young military wife and baby, and a big group of kind-hearted strangers. I'm Amy Newmark, and I want to thank you for listening to this Chicken Soup for the Soul podcast. To learn more about our new book about America, please go to our website, chickensoup.com.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.